No matter is ever settled until it is settled right. Though the heel of the strong oppressor grind the weak to the dust, and the voice of the fame with loud acclaim may call him great and just, let those who applaud take warning and keep this motto in sight. No matter is ever settled until it is settled right. When man's most desperate need meets God's most gracious provision, an act of grace is performed. That act is called the forgiveness of sin. God's inspired word suggests three facts about man's condition and God's provision. First, sin is the real cause of all human problems. Second, removal of sin is a gracious act of God which man could never perform. And third, forgiveness is the blessed condition of the person who believes in Jesus as Savior. Upon these three principles rests the Bible doctrine of forgiveness of sin. I remember talking with a person newly converted to faith in Christ. He did not understand what was involved in divine forgiveness, so he kept asking questions. Does God really forgive me for all I've done? Will His forgiveness last? What does forgiveness really mean? Well, I want to share with you what I told him about forgiveness of sin as taught in the Holy Bible. First, forgiveness means every kind of sin is remitted. Listen to Psalm 32, verse 1, verse 2, verse 5. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my sin. Now those words were written after King David's grievous sin of adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband, lest the sin be known. God's prophet, Nathan by name, rebuked David for his sin. The king poured out his prayer before God, confessing sin and asking for forgiveness. Now God did forgive, and Psalm 32 is the expression of praise for forgiveness of the most serious sins. David saw his sin as transgression, rebellion, revolt, trespass, an open and daring defection from God. He saw it as sin, which is error, coming short of God's ordained standard of conduct. He saw his sin as iniquity, vanity, crookedness, a warped disposition toward wrong. He saw his sin as guile, craftiness, deceit, hypocrisy. David recognized the heinous nature of his sin. But consider the text carefully. The transgression was forgiven. The sin was covered. The iniquity was no longer imputed. There was complete and eternal remission of every sin in David's life, just as there will be in your life when you receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Second, forgiveness means there is complete remission of every sin. God does nothing halfway. What He does is for eternity. When He forgives completely. Now the term forgive means to lift up and bear away. That's what God did with David's sin. And that's what He does with the sin of each person who comes to Him in penitent faith. John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. God remits sin by taking it away. God also remits sin by covering it, blotting it out. The Hebrew word which we call atonement actually means to cover. The Day of Atonement, spoken of in Leviticus 16, was the day when sin was covered by the blood of the sacrificed animal. Now God is still in the business of blotting out sin by the blood of the sacrificed one. In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Thus blotted out, sin is no longer on our record. God remits sin by forgetting it. He promised, I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. God remits sin by removing it. Psalm 103, verse 12 reads, far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. The poet has well written, east is east, and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. Where does God put our sins when He removes them? Isaiah 38:17 says they're put behind His back, out of sight. Micah 7, verses 18 and 19 reports they're buried in the depths of the sea. So take heart in the promises of God's holy word. Bring your sins to Jesus. He will bear them away, cover them, cancel them as a debt, forget them, hide them from His view, blot them out, wash them away, cleanse their stain, remove them from you as far as the east is from the west, and bury them in the sea. God promises complete remission of every sin when you receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior. Third, forgiveness means the guilt of remitted sins will never face you again. Now, man's forgiveness is partial and incomplete. A man may seem to forgive his brother an offense, but later take it up again and hold the offender responsible for it. But not so with God. When He forgives, it is for eternity. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. God declared, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The present condition of the believer is that there is no condemnation of any sort, for any cause, by any power. He is safe from condemnation at the present because he is in Christ. But what about the future? Well, Jesus replied, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. No condemnation now, no condemnation in the future. Forgiveness means the guilt of remitted sins will never face you again. And fourth, forgiveness means Jesus paid the full and sufficient penalty for our sins. The teaching of Hebrew 10 is most emphatic at this point. Consider three statements recorded in verses 10, 12, and 14. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now the Bible could be no clearer. The sacrifice of Jesus, offered once in time for all men who ever live, effects eternal redemption. He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. God saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied, so that eternal remission of sin is available today. Some unknown person has written, however the battle is ended, though proudly the victor comes, with fluttering flags and prancing nags and the echoing roll of drums, still history proclaims the motto in letters of shining light, no matter is ever settled until it is settled right. Though the heel of the strong oppressor grind the weak to the dust, and the voice of the fame with loud acclaim may call him great and just, let those who applaud take warning and keep this motto in sight. No matter is ever settled until it is settled right. Proverbs 14, verse 9 reports that fools make a mock of sin. The wise man is careful to settle the sin problem right. Who is willing today to say, Lord, I want to settle it now? Father, minister through these words of truth from Holy Scripture, that the hearts of all who share these words may be turned to Jesus Christ, in whom alone there is forgiveness of sin. For we ask in His name, amen.